Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbort with today's Shir. Today's Shir is Hilchos Shgogos, the laws of sacrifices which atone for sins committed unwillingly, chapter 14, containing five halachas. We continue with the halachas, with the dinim of korban, of helim dovar, of the sacrifice that is brought on behalf of the Sanhedrin, when they mistakenly issued a law that permitted something which is forbidden. Halacha Aleph, Bezdin Sheshogegu, V'ha'iru Lake Guf Migufei HaTorah. If Bezdin was mistaken, and they issued a judgment of law which completely removes or destroys a fundamental principle of the principles of the Torah, V'asu Kol Ha'om Al Pihem, and all the people followed it and committed the sin based on the ruling of Bezdin, Bezdin Pturim, the Bezdin is in this case not required to offer the sacrifice. And each individual among those who committed the sin has to bring the Chatos Kvua, the Chatos that's specified to be a sheep or a goat. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'nelam Dover, that a certain matter will become hidden. That is, a certain matter, V'loi Kol Haguf, and not a whole fundamental area of Torah. Halacha Beis, La'olam ein bezdin chayovim, ad sheyoyru levatel miktsas ulekayim miktsas. And so the law is based on the principle we just stated, that bezdin is only obligated to offer the sacrifice if their judgment removed some part of a law and kept some part of the law. B'dvarim she'einam mefurushim b'toyro mevoroim. And it has to be a law among matters that are not explicitly stated in detail in the Torah. V'acha kach yiu bezdin chayovim b'karbin v'oisim al piyem p'turim. Only under these conditions does bezdin have to offer the sacrifice, and are the individuals who committed the sin free from offering the sacrifice. Ketzah. Now he gives examples here. Shogegu, if they were mistaken, v'hoiru shemuta lishtach avoyis lavoy dezora, and they said that it's permitted to bow down to idols, or shemuta lahoitzi merishus lirishus b'shabbos, or that it's permitted to carry out from one domain to another on Shabbos, or shemuta lavoy al shemeres yoim keneged yoim, or that it's permitted to have intercourse with a zava. These details were learned in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. A zava who had a flow of blood on one day of her 11 days when she's a zava, and the next day, even though there's no flow of blood, she's forbidden until she does not become clean, until she goes to the mikveh, and until sunset at the conclusion of that day. If they said that it's permitted to have intercourse with such a woman on her clean day, harei elu kemisha amru ein Shabbos b'Torah, this is considered to be as if they had said there is no Shabbos in the Torah, or ein avodah zarah b'Torah, or there is no avodah zarah in the Torah, or ein nida b'Torah, or there's no din of nida. He means he is zava, not nida, in the Torah. She'okru kol haguf, because here they have removed a fundamental law of the Torah. Ve'ein zu v'chayeti b'zeh shigegois ha'roho, elo shigecha. This is not a mistaken judgment. A mistaken judgment means that some detail which should have been in a certain way, they said a different way. This is shigecha. This is a forgetting. They forgot a whole law. Lefichach, for this reason, p'turim min ha'karban, they are not obligated to offer the sacrifice, v'chol ha'oisa al pihem, and anyone who commits the sin following their judgment, chayev chatos b'snei atzmai, he has to bring an individual chatos for himself. Avolim tov v'hoiru, but if they were mistaken and they rendered a judgment, v'omru, and they said, ha'moitzi mirishus l'rishus hushachayev, someone who carries something out from one domain to another on Shabbos, he's the one who is guilty and has to offer the chatos, or has to receive koris or skilosh. And Amar, because the Pasuk says, Al yetzei ish mimekoimoy, no person shall go out from his place. Avol hazoirik, but they said someone who throws a hamoishit, or someone who simply sticks something out into some place else, muta, it's permitted, oisha okru of meyavis melochis. Or they removed one of the 39 avis melochis, not carrying. Carrying is explicitly stated in the Torah. If they removed that, they removed the whole thing that's stated in the Torah. But one of the other Avis Melochis, they didn't say there's no Shabbos in the Torah, but they said one of the Avis Melochis is removed. V'hoiru she'ena melocha, they said this is not a melocha. Harei elu chayovim. In this case, they are obligated to offer the sacrifice, and the people who followed their judgment do not. V'chein im tov v'yamru, and so also if they were mistaken and they said, ha'mishtachav eloi avoyde zora b'pishut v'ayodai v'raglayim v'hachayiv, bowing down to an idol is guilty of idol worship only if he bows down completely prostrate, stretching out his hands in front of him and his feet behind him completely. This is guilty. Shenema, boy, because the Pasuk says concerning him, you may not bow down to any foreign god. So therefore, this is what's forbidden. Aval hakideya al ha'oritz. But someone who kneels down on the ground, v'loy poshat yodav v'raglav, and did not stretch out his hands and his feet, hareihu muta, this is permitted. If Bezdin made this mistake, hareihu chayovim, then they are guilty, because they did not say that bowing to an idol is worship. They only said this particular form of bowing is permitted, but other forms of bowing are forbidden. V'cheinim tov, or also if they were mistaken, the Yomru, and they said, Habo'al she'meres yoim k'neged yoim, she'ro'as adam b'yoim ahu chayov. Someone who has intercourse with a zova who was she'meres yoim k'neged yoim, who was keeping one clean day because of the day that she saw blood during the 11 days. Only if she later saw blood on that same day, then he's guilty. Because the Pasuk says all the days when the blood flows. But if she only had blood on the night before, then it's permitted. The Pasuk says all the days of her flowing. But if her flow came not during a day but at night, then when she keeps the extra clean day, it's permitted to have intercourse with her. So they forbid something, and they permit it only partially. Also, if they gave her out a judgment saying, Shemi Shapersa Ishte Nida Bishas Tashmish, that if someone whose wife became a nida while they were actually engaged in having intercourse, it's permitted for him to withdraw from her while he is still erect, which we learned in a previous chapter here in Hilchos Shgogos that it's forbidden. So they left the fact that entering a nida is forbidden. They merely said that withdrawing is permitted. Then they have to offer the sacrifice, and the one who committed the sin does not. So also, if they were mistaken and they said that only one who eats blood that spurts out of the wound while he makes the incision of shchita, he has to bring. He is chayav. He is guilty of kares or for eating such blood. Or has to bring a chatas. Aval hoichel dam halev muta, but someone who eats blood that was found inside the heart, this is permitted. Hareilu chayovim. Then, in such a case, since they forbid something and permitted something in the prohibition of blood, then the bezdin has to bring the sacrifice and not the individuals. V'chein kol chayoti b'toyuseilu, and so also any other mistake. Im hoiru bahem, if bezdin gave a judgment, the osu reiva kol alpiyem, and the majority of the congregation committed the act following their judgment, putim, then the individuals who did the act are not obligated to offer the sacrifice. So Bezdin Mevi'im Karban al Shigotam, and Bezdin has to offer the sacrifice because of the mistake. Halacha Gimel Hoiru Bezdin Sheyotza HaShabbos Lefishin Iskasis HaChama. If Bezdin rendered a mistaken judgment, not in law, but in a fact. For instance, Bezdin said that Shabbos is now over, and it's permitted, and everyone is permitted to go and do Malacha. Because the sun became covered up by clouds or something else, and they were under the impression that the sun has set and it's now night. And afterwards the sun shined out and they saw that they had been mistaken. Since their mistake was in a fact and not in a law, this is not called a judgment of law. It's a mistaken fact. And any individual who performed the malacha has to bring his own individual sacrifice, even though he performed the malacha because Bezdin said, Shabbos is now over, you may do the malacha. Aval Bezdin p'turim, and Bezdin does not offer any sacrifice. V'cheinim hitiru Bezdin eshet ish lehi nasei, So also, if Beis Din permitted people to go, a married woman to go out and get married, lefi sheheidu b'fneihem shemeiz baila, because people came and testified before Beis Din that her husband had died, v'achakach bo baila, and now her husband came, ein zu hoira, this is not a hoira, this is not a judgment of law, this is a judgment of fact, which they were mistaken. Elatos, this is a mistaken fact. And the woman and her second husband have to bring a chatas because they committed the sin unwillingly. This is only an individual who committed it, not the majority. Let us say that then the majority of the congregation of Israel in turn had intercourse with this woman because Beis Din had said that her husband died. And nevertheless, since the mistake was in a fact and not in a law, the individuals who committed the sin have to bring a chatos, and Beis Din does not. Halacha dalet, Beis Din shehoiru bishgoga. If Beis Din rendered a mistake in judgment, v'shochechu atzmoi sholchei shehoiru boy, and later on they forgot the actual sin about which they had rendered a judgment. Even though they know for sure that there had been a mistake here and that they had and that people had committed a sin unwillingly, and even though now the people come and tell them, the Oymrim Lohem, and the people who committed the sin tell Beis Din b'kach v'kach ha'reisim lanu, this or that is the law that you told us, heim p'turim. Nevertheless, Beis Din does not offer the sacrifice because they themselves do not remember what they judged. The Ha'oisim Alpiyim, and the people who committed the sin because of their judgment, Chayovim b'fnei atzon, they individually have to bring sacrifice to Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'noido ha'chatos ha'shechotu aleh, and the Beis Din shall know the sin about which they sinned. This means that they have to know it, and not that the individuals who committed the sin have to inform them. Can inform them. Ketzad, now an example of the case. Shogegu, if they were mistaken, v'hitiru chaylev shalgabi hakeva, and they permitted people to eat the fat that covers the fourth stomach. V'achalu roiv ha'om, the majority of the people went ahead and ate such fat. V'acha sheyodu sheshogegu b'hoiroa. And afterwards, they discovered the fact and they became aware of the fact. They said, no, wait a minute, we made a mistake here. All of these fats are forbidden. How could we have permitted one? So they know that they were mistaken in a law, and they had permitted something which is forbidden and for which the penalty is karis for doing it willfully, or chatos kvua for doing it unknowingly. And now nistapik lohem im miktas achalovim hitiru or miktas hadonim hitiru. But now they don't remember. What did they permit here? They remember permitting something that was forbidden, but they don't remember, did they permit a certain kind of fat, or did they permit a certain kind of blood? Hareilu pturim. Then Beis Din does not offer the sacrifice, even though the people who ate the fat remember it, and they come and say, it was fat that you told us. Nevertheless, they don't bring the sacrifice, and the people who committed the sin do. V'chol misha'ochal mevi chatas kvua, everyone who committed the sin has to bring a chatas kvua. Halochet behei, Beis Din shehoiru bashgoge, Beis Din that gave out by mistake a judgment of law. V'noide lohem shigigosam, and they discovered their mistake. Bein shehiviyu kaparosam, bein shaloi heiviyu, regardless of whether they have already offered their sacrifice in atonement, or they have not offered it, kol ha'oisek fi ha'irosam sheposhta beroif hatzibur meyacha sheyodu harei zemevi osham tolui. Anybody who went ahead and followed their mistaken judgment, which had already been accepted by the majority of the people, so after it was accepted by the majority of the people, the Beis Din discovered the mistake, and someone else who was unaware that Beis Din had discovered it to be a mistake and had issued a new ruling that it was mistaken, someone else went ahead and committed the sin, relying on the original ruling of Beis Din, which he thought was still in effect, regardless of whether Beis Din themselves have brought their sacrifice or not, Then the one who committed the sin after Beis Din had discovered the mistake has to offer an Asham Talui. Why? Because he should have constantly being kept keeping himself informed as to what rulings does Beis Din give out. Since here, when Beis Din permitted something, he knew about the ruling. He should have been in the habit of finding out what Beis Din says, and he should have known now that Beis Din said, reversed their ruling and said it's forbidden. And so this case is judged to be the same as a case where someone who was unsure of whether he committed a sin or not. When is this law that he has to bring a Nasham Tolui because of his mistake, since he should have asked what happened in Beis Din recently? The Mishahoya in Beis Din Bamedina, only in the case if the person was there in the same country in Eretz Yisrael together and in the same part of Eretz Yisrael, the same province as the Beis Din. Avol Mishara Hahira, but someone who saw the judgment that was given out that it's permitted. The Holach Limdina Cheretz, and he went to some other province. Even though he continued to commit the sin after Beis Din discovered the mistake, Potter, he does not have to bring an Asham Toli Mipnei Shetola Bahem, because he depended upon the ruling of Beis Din, and he's not there in the same province to inform himself and ask what happened in Beis Din today. And not only this, someone who is in a different province, but someone who is in a hurry to go out on a journey, even though he's still there together with Beis Din, but he's in a hurry to go out, even though he has not departed yet, but he's in a hurry and he's all nervous because he has to leave the Yosalpiyam, and he committed the sin following the judgment of Beis Din, after Beis Din discovered their mistake. He also does not bring the sacrifice because he also, since he was busy with his preparations for the journey, did not have the opportunity to inquire. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 15.